Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of scripture from the book of Hebrews, chapter 6 and verse 1. The scripture says, therefore, leaving the elementary principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of instruction about washings, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. This we will do if God permits. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, it is what worked in the past not working for you now? Is a good question to ask. Maybe it's a job you have outgrown, or a relationship you need to re-examine, or a method you need to change. Regardless of what it is, don't become so settled that you can't let go and move on when you need to. They say the hermit crab looks for a shell that fits him and lives there until he outgrows it. At that point, he has to scurry along the ocean floor and find a bigger one, a process that repeats itself throughout his entire life. So, here's the question. Are you clinging to something that no longer fits you just because it's easy and familiar? David said, in Psalm chapter 4, verse 1, you freed me, liberated me when I was hemmed in, and enlarged me when I was in distress. Hallelujah. You must be willing to move out of your comfort zone and deal with a little distress. You may wonder this. You must be saying, Pastor, what you're saying, deal with distress, God takes our stress away. Yes, let me tell you why. That's what makes you grow. You know, when you go through trying times, right? The Bible says, David says, and you enlarged me when I was in distress. You grow. Patience and persistence are admirable qualities, but they don't work in situations you have outgrown. Instead of hanging in and trying harder at certain points in life, you have to stop and ask yourself, is this situation good for me? If you're not sure, ask God for an understanding heart so that you can know the difference between right and wrong, as mentioned in 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 9. And when he tells you what to do, do it, even though at first it won't feel comfortable. When God says it's time to move on, it's because there's another shell out there designed to fit you even better. Hallelujah. So it is important that we go on to maturity. Go on to, King James Version says, become perfect, go on to perfection. Hallelujah. And so that's what we will desire. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. We are grateful to you, Lord, that your word encourages us to go on to maturity, to go on to perfection, as our Jesus is perfect, as our Heavenly Father is perfect in heaven. You desire that we will be conformed into the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. Abba Father, give us the grace. Even today, you will transform us. Today, you will change our perspective. Today, you will expand us and enlarge us. O Lord God Almighty, even though when we are in distress, you will enlarge us. That's what you do, O Father God. The Lord God Almighty, you are an awesome God. You are always interested in the development of your people. Lord God Almighty, and we want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Master, I pray that today we will, O Father, overcome every and any challenge that the enemy throws at us. And we will behold the glory of the living God in our lives. And Father, in everything, you will receive the glory and the honor. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them. Be with them. Uphold them with your righteous hand. Keep them from the evil one. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. Our Father, I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I speak healing into their bodies and into their minds. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we give you all the glory and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a wonderful day and a fantabulous weekend ahead. And I remind you to go to church this week and worship Jesus in the congregation of the saints. God bless you and bye for now.